The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 2, Text Number 8, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on January 2nd, 2009, in Lima, Peru.
Srimad Bhagavatam 2.2.18. Since we're short on time, we won't do the verse responsively. We only have 22 minutes. Param param vaishnavam atmananti tad.
Param param vaishnavam atmananti tad.
Yaneti neti yatad usrikshavaha.
Yaneti neti yatad
usrikshavaha. Visrijadar atmyam ananyasahrida. Hridopagyu yarha padang pade pade. Translation. The transcendentalists desire to avoid everything godless, for they know that supreme situation in which everything is related with the Supreme Lord Vishnu. Therefore, a pure devotee who is in absolute harmony with the Lord does not create perplexities, but worships the lotus feet of the Lord at every moment, taking them into his heart. So you can read the Spanish for the translation and for the purport. Guru Shri Jata Padakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha. So, a transcendentalist means a pure transcendentalist.
Transcendental aparece transcendental.
That's why it is stated here, the desire, these transcendentalists desire to avoid everything godless. The transcendentalists desire to avoid everything that is godless. In other words, if a person has any material desires, strictly speaking, he is not a transcendentalist. So that means that we are just trying to become transcendentalists. Because at the present moment we are still caught up in material desires. We are aspiring to be transcendentalists. We are aspiring to be transcendentalists.
Nosotros estamos aspirando a ser transcendentales.
So, how does one make that transition from being a mundaner, a person who is not a transcendentalist, into being a transcendentalist? How does one make the transition from being a materialist to a transcendentalist?
Nosotros podemos ser transcendentalistas de una manera hacia la otra.
This is the most important thing.
Esta es la cosa más importante para nosotros.
Wake up. Yeah. How to make that transition from materialist to transcendentalist is más importante.
De lo materialista a lo trascendental, o sea, pasar de lo materialista a lo trascendental es lo más importante.
So, that's why this chanting is very important.
Es por eso que cantar es muy, muy, muy poderoso.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. By associating with Krishna in the form of his name, one develops the desire to become a transcendentalist. One will taste a pleasure in the name which is millions of times more enjoyable than any type of material sense gratification. If I give you a million pesos, you will be very happy.
Si yo les diera mil soles, ustedes serían muy felices.
And then if I tell you to give them back, you will not be very happy.
Pero si les dijera que me los regresaran, no serían felices.
But if I give you 1 billion pesos in exchange for the 1 million, you can easily give up the 1 million pesos. ¿Sabe?
Si pudiera cambiar un peso por 1 millón de pesos, ustedes estarían muy felices.
So I have come to Peru.
Por eso he venido a Perú.
To give you 1 billion pesos.
Para darle 1 millón de soles.
So you can give up the 1 million pesos. Your 1 million pesos, that is illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling.
Ese millón de pesos no lo gasten en sexo ni en juegos de azar ni en intoxicación.
And the billion pesos, that is Krishna Bhakti.
Y el millón de pesos es Krishna Bhakti.
I will make you rich. I will make you the most wealthy person in the whole universe. You simply must take pure Krishna Bhakti. Completely free from any desires, kick out all sense gratification. Give up all sense gratification.
Te da todos los sentidos y gratificaciones.
Simply what is ever necessary to keep body and soul together.
Siempre y cuando sea necesario tener alma y cuerpo, o sea,
and the balanced energy completely absorbed in Krishna's service.
Y a través del servicio de Krishna nosotros podemos entender esto.
This is called Krishna consciousness.
Esto es llamado conciencia de Krishna.
It's different from Peru consciousness.
Es diferente a la conciencia peruana.
See, don't think Peruvian. Don't think I am Peruvian.
No piensen yo soy peruano.
Give up this idea of Peru consciousness.
Dejen de pensar que nosotros somos peruanos.
Just think Krishna consciousness.
Esta es conciencia de Krishna.
that I am the eternal servant of Krishna.
Yo voy a ser eternamente sirviente de Krishna.
Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Krishna es la suprema personalidad de Dios.
And I have no duty except to serve Him.
Y no estoy dudando de servirlo a Él.
For all of eternity.
Por toda la eternidad.
No other duty. Krishna says, kick out all other duties.
Krishna patea toda clase de
Sarvadharman paditraja mamekam shadanam raja aham tvam varvavadejo mokshiyashami mashucha. Give up all other duties. Simply surrender to me.
Dejen todos los deseos materiales. Ríndanse a mí.
I will take away all your sinful reactions. Mokshiyashami Sarva Pape Bhyo, I will take away all of your sins.
Yo voy a llevarlos, voy a hacer que ustedes.
Ah, Shucha, don't worry, don't be hesitant.
No se preocupen.
Just do it.
Solo háganlo.
Surrender.
Ríndanse.
So in that way we become transcendentalist. We have to understand this material nature doesn't have anything to offer us. Nada. Nada. That's, you don't need to translate that, but that's Spanish. Yeah. Nothing to offer. Simply, you should have one desire and one desire only. That I want to achieve pure Krishna bhakti. Shuddha bhakti. No other desire. So I can ask now, ¿hay preguntas?
¿Tienen algunas preguntas?
Yes, question.
Desire in my heart.
Yeah. Let me ask you, do you want pure bhakti?
Dime, ¿estás interesado en puro bhakti?
You already have the desire. Now you simply have to make it more strong, Mataji. It's like if you light a little fire, you see. And you want to make poquito fire into grande fire. What will you do? You will fan that fire. And that fire becomes muy, muy grandísimo fire. So you already have the desire. Now you have to fan that fire of desire within your heart. By associating with sadhus. By taking shelter of guru. By chanting Hare Krishna. By taking prasad, by reading Prabhupada's books, by taking darshan of Sri Sri Gaurinitai,
tomando,
by executing the process of bhakti, that fire of desire within your heart will burn hotter and hotter and hotter.
Cuando tengas ese deseo en tu corazón, va a arder cada vez más y más y más y más.
You must make that fire very, very hot, muy, muy caliente.
Ese fuego va a estar muy, muy, muy caliente.
And then it will burn off all of your interior desires. They will be burned away. Any other questions?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
Después de al principio en la vida espiritual siempre hay mucho entusiasmo cuando uno inicia su el proceso del bhakti.
When someone starts taking this religion, this culture, this desire, people feel very enthusiastic when
enthusiastic.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
Ese entusiasmo, a diferencia de pasa el tiempo, te voy a decir la idea completa para que te ese entusiasmo después vemos que se estabiliza en una forma más pasiva, como que pareciera que uno perdiera el entusiasmo, pero es que marcando ya un ritmo, se establece un ritmo y pareciera que uno se desencanta, pareciera que uno se preocupa por eso mismo, pareciera que está desencantado, hace las cosas más lento.
When someone starts with this kind of consciousness, someone feels very happy, enthusiastic, but then it starts to
in a way.
Yeah.
So how to keep the enthusiasm?
Yeah.
Yes. No problema.
No problema.
You know how I kept my enthusiasm? I received a direct order from
Prabhupada.
He told me, he said, I can see that you are a very sincere and enthusiastic boy. Now continue enthusiastically as you are doing, and surely Krishna will bless you. So the order is given by the spiritual master. You must remain enthusiastic. So the disciple who obeys the guru's order, he will always remain enthusiastic. One simply has to be submissive, and then automatically he will be enthusiastic. You see? That's all. It's a very simple thing. The order is given. The spiritual master says, you continue enthusiastic. So the disciple, he says, Guru Maharaj has ordered me to always be enthusiastic. So I will do on his order.
Y yo te estoy dando esta orden.
Whether I feel enthusiastic, I don't feel enthusiastic. It does not, no se importe. No, not important.
O sea que cuando si no te sientes entusiasta, lee el Bhagavad.
Simply, Guru Maharaj has given me order to always be enthusiastic.
Así que mi Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada, me dijo que siempre esté entusiasta.
So I will follow his ordinance.
Así que sigue estas órdenes.
So no es difícil to always be enthusiastic.
Así que no es difícil estar entusiasta.
You simply have to agree to follow the order of the spiritual master.
Así que tú tienes que leer siempre los libros de Sila Prabhupada.
No, I said the spiritual master. I didn't say Prabhupada.
El macho espiritual, perdón.
Prabhupada gave the order, your spiritual master may also give the order. It's not that only Prabhupada is the spiritual master. That is called Ritvic philosophy. Prabhupada ordered his disciples to also be spiritual masters. So if Prabhupada's disciple orders you to be enthusiastic, it is the same thing. It is coming down from Prabhupada's Guru Parampara system. So therefore, I am ordering you to always remain enthusiastic. All of you here in Peru, you must always remain enthusiastic. No matter what happens, you must always keep your enthusiasm for Krishna consciousness. And if you obey my instruction, you will always be enthusiastic. No es difícil. Simple, what is simple? Easy. How do you say easy?
Easy.
How do you say it?
Fácil.
Fácil, that's right. No es difícil, es muy fácil. Simply you must obey the order given. Any other questions?
He feels very glad to see you in the temple, to see you and your wife.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's very happy.
Yes, very good.
He's always searching he's very happy because there are some spiritual masters who come here to give information about Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita.
Mm-hmm.
He's very happy about it. He says that when everybody here to the spiritual master, they feel that they like the words of the spiritual master, but sometimes they do not make the best things or obey or the master or they fall into Maya.
Yes. So what's the question?
It was a comment.
All right. Any questions?
When you talk about enthusiasm, he thinks that how Krishna could help us to still be strong with that enthusiasm, because there are so many painful people in the street, are sometimes not.
I just gave the answer. I already answered it. You have faith in the order of Guru, who orders you to be enthusiastic. If you have love for your spiritual master, and he has ordered you to be enthusiastic in all circumstances, then you will obey his order. Simply you have to love your guru. And then you will obey him, you will always be enthusiastic. But if you become selfish, then you will not be able to maintain always your enthusiasm. If you become the selfless servant of God, then you will always be enthusiastic. Simply the order given by the spiritual master, that is sufficient for the disciple. Always remain enthusiastic. So by surrendering that order, then one naturally has enthusiasm. Any other questions? Everyone's satisfied now?
¿Están satisfechos por ahora?
All right. Yes?
What people can do if people get obstacles for following the spiritual master order?
What to do if people do make obstacles? What? What's she saying?
He's talking about how we can feel, for example, when...
We can get over the obstacles.
The way to overcome obstacles is by serving pure devotees. It is described in the Bhagavatam, Shu Shu Sho Shradana Sha Vasudeva Katarachi San Mahat Sevya Vipra Punya Sevana Kirtanat. By serving those devotees who are completely free from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains an affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudev. So if you will serve pure devotees, those who are free from material desires, then you will quickly advance on the pathway of Krishna Bhakti. So we should always look for the opportunity to serve advanced Vaishnavas. That is the quickest and easiest way to advance in Krishna consciousness. But if we think, well, I'm an advanced Vaishnava, why should I serve anybody? Then you are a neophyte. If you think you're advanced Vaishnava, then you're a neophyte Vaishnava. Because the advanced Vaishnava, he doesn't even think that he's a Vaishnava. He feels that he is not a Vaishnava. Therefore, he takes shelter of the association of Vaishnavas in order to become a Vaishnava. That is the mood of an advanced devotee.
Eso es servicio emocional.
Any other questions?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
All right, stop here. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.